When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by Link Soul. Go to linksoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to nestbedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
From New York City to Baltimore, Maryland, the road trip continues for the Athletics. They're taking on the Baltimore Orioles, one of the best teams in baseball. Boy, are they talented. This is going to be a lot of fun for 3 days. It's Ross Stripling up against Corbin Burns. It's going to be a good one here on a Friday night. Vince Catronio joins us here from Camden Yards. Vince, always great when you get back to Baltimore. What a beautiful ballpark.
It's Charm City, Townie, and it's a lot of fun here. So we'll see how this weekend plays out for the Athletics. Certainly some momentum after splitting the series with the Yankees and winning the final game last night. You know, late arriving or early arriving, depending how you look at it, last night in the middle of the night, but the A's are ready to go, and certainly the Orioles are a very talented team. It is a beautiful ballpark. There's no doubt about that. They have certainly made the adjustments to left field, which make no sense whatsoever, but other than that, it should be a fun weekend. Should have a lot of folks here enjoying some baseball.
Yeah, on a night like this, normally when we see a right-handed pitcher, we just see a lineup full of left-handed hitters. The only problem with that is Corbin Burns, he destroys left-handed hitters with that changeup. So we're going to have a different mix tonight with the lineup.
Yeah, it's the cut fastball that he is so effective with, that he gets it in on left-hand batters, keeps it away from right-handers. We addressed that with Mark Kotze today on the manager show about thinking what the approach should be on that pitch and what he's hoping the game plan will be to have some success against Burns, who actually has given up a little more contact than what people are used to, going back to his Cy Young years with the Milwaukee Brewers. A very talented pitcher for sure, a true ace for this team, which is what they were looking for after getting to the postseason but then falling short in the first round. So they've got some high expectations for Burns. He has high expectations of himself, and I think the key today is, Tony, looking at the A's right-hand batters, will they hit it effectively on the other side of second base, on the right side? Because that's what the A's are hoping to do against Corbin Burns.
Yeah, lefty's hitting .149 against him, 0-for-10 against his change. As you mentioned, get it in, but then go away soft. It has been a great combination. Vince, they got a hit. And Mark Kotze and I talked about earlier today, if they hit, they'd be .500 right now.
Well, you're right. And Ross Stripling would not be 0-5. I mean, Ross Stripling in his five starts combined, in all the innings he's pitched for the A's, they've scored 5 runs. And it seems like every pitcher on a staff, there's every staff that has a pitcher that gets the short end of the stick. And right now it's Ross Stripling. He's pitched effectively more often than not, certainly more so consistently to this point than Alex Wood has, and just hasn't had a lot of support behind him. And hopefully, you know, that can change. I mean, I think the A's are a confident bunch. They know, you know, what the Orioles bring to the table. They know how talented they are and the expectations, not just from the success of last year, but this year and beyond, because they seem to be lined up for a lot of years of success. But the A's right now have some confidence about trying to do some things successfully. They've had some mixes and matches with their lineup. You know, right now the pitching has kind of kept them in games. And I think, Townie, they have to ride that out for a little bit before they can get this offense going. They hit home runs, but not hitting many with guys on base. And that's another thing that's kind of hurt the Athletics when they've had that big blow, not enough of a crooked number more often than not.
You have a great broadcast, and I'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you.
We're going to have Vince and Johnny D from Camden Yards coming up here at 4:05. But up next, right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network, former number one pick, last year's number one pick, Jacob Wilson is doing it down at Midland. We talk to him next, right here on A's Total Access.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is A's Total Access.
The number one pick for the Oakland Athletics, number 6 overall in last year's draft, is hitting .423 with a 1,100 OPS. He joined us earlier today on A's Cast Live to talk about his hot start down at Midland.
Yeah, no, I think once you go into spring training, you know, it's a long offseason. It was the first offseason that I've really had in my career. You know, in college, you're playing 24/7, so you know, that first offseason is a little long, but, you know, going into spring training, going into big league camp, you're facing all these talented arms. You know, you're playing around, you know, a bunch of great talent, you know, these big leaguers. So just being able to, you know, stand around them and being able to learn from those guys and just trying to, you know, compete with them at the end of the day has been, you know, I think that helped me tremendously to go down into the minor league camp, you know, try keep that role going, you know, keep my body, my swing, you know, my defense ready to go, you know, come out here to Midland and just really kind of do my thing and really just enjoy this game. And, you know, at the end of the day, kind of build relationships in spring training with these teammates that, you know, you'll be playing the entire year with. And, you know, we just have a great group right now. And, you know, everybody's really pushing for each other, you know, to get each other better and, you know, just do well on the field.
Well, I'll tell you what, you were having a blast down at spring training and you're now hitting .423. These last few months, I mean, you got to be having a ball right now.
Oh yeah, you know, it's been fun. You know, it's been a blast. You know, just me, like I said, my teammates have really, really kept me in a good spot. You know, I have a great support system back home. It's been pretty awesome to be able to share the, you know, the field with these guys.
Well, and we talk so much about your hitting, but something that you were really working on in spring was your defense. So how's everything going defensively for you?
Yeah, you know, everything's going good. I think we kind of took the plan that we had in spring training that I built with, you know, the big league coaches, and, you know, brought them down onto the minor league side and really just focus on, you know, some certain stuff. And, you know, I'm feeling good right now just being able to go out there, you know, in BP and even before BP, take some ground balls, you know, get my glove work ready, my throws strong before the game even starts, just to, you know, build that confidence up to go in the game and just being able to go out there and try to be a, you know, a top tier defender, which, you know, that's what I want to be one day. And that's what I'm trying to work for.
So obviously in these spring training games against, you know, big leaguers, the competition got better. What is it like now, the competition, now that you're in Double-A, you move up to Double-A, what's it like?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of these guys, you know, they're all really good baseball players. You know, everybody that, every arm you see, you're not running into a guy that, you know, is like, it's like easy hitting. You know, you go out there, every arm you face is good, every hitter out there is good. You know, these pitchers got to make good pitches to get these hitters out, and then vice versa for the hitters, you know, to be able to build a plan, go out there and put good swings on, and, you know, trying to beat these pitchers. So it's been, you know, it's been a blast so far. Like I said, this team has just been, you know, truly a blast to be a part of, and I'm just really enjoying every step of the way that, you know, these guys have, and it's been so fun.
Let's talk about some of your teammates. Colby Thomas is off to a real hot start. Tell me what you've seen with him.
It's the same Colby, man. You know, last year I had that short month in pro ball. You know, I got to spend that month with him back in Lansing, and he's just a gamer, man. He goes out there, he puts the work in, he's just it shows, you know, how good he is on the field, and, you know, being able to see what he does off the field and how he prepares himself on a daily basis to go out there and, you know, just be Colby Thomas. And, you know, going into the start of the year, he's off to a hot start yet again. And, you know, it's pretty awesome to watch him do his thing and just being able to, you know, be on his team rather than be on the other team. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's hitting .328. You're hitting .423. I mean, it's a run to the bat rack for the Rock Hounds these days.
Yeah, we got some good coaches out here, you know, keeping us in a good spot.
So, how's the travel? There's a lot of travel. Like, how's everything going from a standpoint of just, you know, not your hitting, not your defense? Just how's everything going outside of that?
Yeah, you know, we've had some, you know, pretty long bus rides, but, you know, I think that when you have these bus rides, when you have such a good group like we do, you know, you should just be able to, you know, share, you know, playing cards or playing, you know, Mafia on the bus, whatever it is, just being able to build that, you know, those friendships with your teammates, it kind of just passes the time by. And honestly, the long bus trips really, like, at the start of the year, kind of, you know, build friendships. Like, this is how you get to know most guys that you may have not have met or talked to too much in spring training. And, you know, it's just been, I think the road trips have been great for this team just to be able to, like I said, build relationships and just kind of get comfortable with each other. And, you know, once you get comfortable with each other off the field, you know, on the field, it's just going to be spot on. So I think that the travel has been great. You know, we have a great living situation out here. We're all, you know, living right next to each other. And it's been great to be able to, you know, be able to build relationships with these teammates.
Now, I want you to have an open mind on this, because there was once these dinosaurs that roamed the minor leagues who did these bus trips. And they did these long bus trips without phones, without iPads, without – can you even imagine being on these bus rides and you didn't have your phone?
Yeah, you know, I think we try to stay away from it as much as possible just to be able to build, you know, like I said, the connections that we have on this team. But, you know, it definitely is pretty tough not being able to, you know, turn on a movie whenever you get kind of, you know, 6-7 hours into these bus rides.
So how's Midland? How's Midland treating you? Like, what are you guys doing on off days, nights? What do you guys got going?
Yeah, you know, it's a great city. I think the atmosphere at the field is pretty awesome. You know, we have a great fan base. A lot of people come out just to, you know, support us. It's a small city, as you may know, but on off days, we tend to just kind of go out. Some guys, you know, go golfing, and some guys like to stay in on their off days just because, you know, you get one a week. So it's just kind of, you know, whatever you know, your preferences on a daily basis. But you know, it's been great so far. We have plenty, you know, places to go out to dinner or do whatever we need to do. And then you know, it's just been a great time so far. You know, like I said, the atmosphere is just phenomenal, so I've just really been enjoying it.
All right, you didn't get to hear the entire interview, so you go to athletics.com/A's cast to download it, or you can watch it on the A's YouTube channel. We go on to talk about it spring training. I'm like, hey, you realize this is your future pretty soon. And you're sizing everybody up. And he laughed, goes, I remember that conversation. Yeah, you keep hitting like this, you're not going to be there very long. I don't care when you got drafted. I don't care you're just in college. You keep hitting like this, you're going to be here pretty quick. And he knows it. Very interesting. Coming up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt with Daryl Hernandez as we roll on right here on A's Total Access.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
With more sunshine returning, it's time to get outside and make the most of what Cinnabar Hills Golf Club has to offer. Like 27 championship caliber holes tucked in the beautiful hills of San Jose. And take advantage of their amazing Bay Area views for your next special event. It's all for you at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club, an award-winning venue designed to peacefully take you away from the bustle of Silicon Valley. Go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. A four-seamer, and that is strikeout number 8 for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron, here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Jessica Kleinschmidt here ahead of Game 1 of the series against the Baltimore Orioles. I sat down with A's infielder Darryl Hernaez not too long before he got his most recent promotion to meet the team in New York.
Walk me through just getting the announcement that you were going to make the A's opening day roster.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it's a lifelong dream, and honestly, is just super blessed for the opportunity, and just honestly gives me more motivation to hopefully stay there one day and, you know, prove that I can be really good at that level.
Tell me about the motivation, because now that you're down here, what are you hoping to work on in hopes that you return back to the green and gold?
Yeah, honestly, just get as many at-bats as possible and kind of get going again, I guess. Last year, in my opinion, I had a pretty good year, and kind of just get to have that, build that confidence back up this year, and, like, you know, just see pitching, hopefully go back up whenever they feel the time is right, and hopefully be able to perform in the big leagues.
But when it comes to confidence, that's never something that you've lacked. You kind of showed up, and that's what we know. Darryl Hernaez has the confidence. So how do you become more confident than you already are?
I would say, I mean, there's always, like, a little doubt in the back of your head. I feel like no matter who you are, we're all humans. But honestly, yeah, I mean, there's always stuff to work on, and nobody's perfect. And, I mean, I have a lot of stuff to work on, like with my swing and all that stuff. And, I mean, you never stop learning in this game, so I don't know, just keep working hard, honestly, and I don't know, see where it takes me.
And when it comes to these little things, you know, I talked to Eric Martins about you and what you two were working on as far as your infield defensive capabilities go. What were some of those takeaways and that what you learned from him?
Yeah, using my lower half a lot more so I could use my arm a little bit better. I have never really used my arm a ton in the infield. Like, I don't really try to throw hard. So some people have doubted my arm before, but for the most part, using my feet gets that going a little bit better, and, you know, just helps me use my arm a little bit easier.
And when it comes to you too, he said that when you arrived, there was definitely a confidence about you, but it sounds like that kind of showed throughout the entirety of the clubhouse. You know, you were there, I saw Max Muncy, you're blasting music all throughout spring training. What's it like having a group of guys who can lean on each other, but there's a confidence throughout the entirety of that clubhouse?
Yeah, it's awesome, and I think it's going to be really essential, you know, for the future, just because winning starts with that, in my opinion, and you need to build a culture before you start actually winning, and that starts with belief, and, like, true belief, not, like, fake belief, because there's fake belief everywhere, but in my opinion, you need that's where the winning starts. So I'm definitely trying to, you know, be part of that and be part of that culture. I think that will be really essential to the next coming years in the big leagues, and, you know, I saw kind of how Baltimore did it, because I came from over there, so the culture over there is definitely pretty similar to that, so I kind of saw what they did, and now that they're succeeding, I'm like, oh, okay, like, you know, kind of try to take them some things over here, and I feel like that's where it starts, definitely.
Have you seen similarities between that culture and the A's culture as well?
Yeah, I mean, over there, they're definitely a very tight-knit group, and, you know, they just honestly go and have fun at the field, to be honest with you, like, as simple as it sounds, but I'm just trying to, you know, bring that over here as much as I can. But yeah, I've talked to a lot of the guys, a lot of my friends here, and told them what it was like over there, and because they've asked me about it, just because the Orioles are having success now, and yeah, we've talked about it, and we're trying to bring that over here to, you know, Oakland or wherever it's going to be. So yeah.
And when it comes to that, you know, and the A's let you be you, something that you definitely preached when you got over here. Why is that important, and how did you feel that right off the bat?
Yeah, I felt that right off the bat, just because they'd never tried to change my swing or fix anything. They just told me to go be me, and they trust in me, and I feel like that's really important. I mean, I understand that there's always adjustments to be made, and I talk to my dad, and I talk to coaches back home and everything, so I'm always looking for something, but at the same time, I believe in my talent. So, like, there's a difference between making adjustments and trying to become better, and because there's always room for improvement, but also understanding that you're good enough in the moment, if that makes sense.
Very cool. All right, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coming up next, you're going to love this. Oakland A's history. Something that never happened before in the history of Major League Baseball. A player hitting 40 home runs and stealing 40 bases in the same year. 1988, Jose Canseco, now an Oakland A's Hall of Famer, goes 40-40. You're going to love it right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zarata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Bernardi Serrata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
The 1988 season began in Oakland with the A's hosting the Seattle Mariners. Jose Canseco was batting third against Mark Langston. An opening day home run began his charge for his third consecutive 30 home run season. Little did we know that a stolen base that day would set in motion a first in the history of the game, and it's one of the greatest moments in Oakland history. No one knew at the time, but once the A's reached the All-Star break, Canseco had 24 home runs and 22 stolen bases. A 40-40 season, combined home runs and steals by one player, had never happened in Major League history. Heading to the season's final month, one that saw Oakland reach the World Series for the first time since 1974, Jose had 34 homers and 34 steals. He achieved the first of two career 40-plus long ball seasons on September 13th against Jose Guzman and the Texas Rangers.
There's a high drive. That might be number 40. It's on the way, and there she goes! Number 40 for Jose Canseco.
He added his 37th steal that same night. It took 10 more days of waiting to reach the magic number, and much like his first stolen base of the season against the left-hander, he would do the same against the Milwaukee Brewers' southpaw Juan Nieves on September 23rd. Number 39 came in the first inning. Then standing at first in the fifth, history was made.
He's leaning a little bit right now. He's running. There's the throw. Number 40. Jose Canseco, the first man ever in big league history to do it. And now he's asking the umpire if he can take that second base back.
And he's saying no.
The umpire says he can't have it. He's getting a standing ovation from his teammates on the top of the dugout steps.
And the fans. And the fans are standing also. Jose's going to ask Hirschbeck again if he can have the bag.
All around this ballpark, they're standing. Now he's going to get it. He stole it. It's his. He's got it.
That's great.
Well, at Wimbledon, they hold it up over their head when they win a trophy, and he just gave a little one at that. Frank Sinchak will take care of that. The Hall of Fame will be on the phone, but they won't get it.
After the game, Canseco spoke with Ray Fosse about how he felt about this special moment.
I'm extremely relieved. I was thinking about hopefully it wouldn't have to go to a couple game left in the season or the last game. I thought in my mind, whenever I get on base, let's give it a shot. Let's do it as soon as possible, and now I can sleep at night.
Since creating the new 40-40 club, Jose has welcomed Barry Bonds in 1996, Alex Rodriguez in 1998, Alfonso Soriano in 2006, and most recently, Ronald Acuna Jr. in 2023. Canseco finished that MVP season with 42 homers and 40 steals. September 23rd, 1988, was the night Jose stood first on the top of that special mountain, and still one of the greatest moments in Oakland history.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code OAKLAND and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a three-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24-7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
You're listening to the A's Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron. Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage. Download the Chevron app today and receive $1 off per gallon on your next three visits. All right, time for the stat of the day. Here you go. Oakland has an MLB high 54.1% of its runs via the home run. That's not good. They're not scoring a lot of runs, and the only time they score is when they hit home runs, and they don't hit a lot of home runs. So they got to figure out a way to hit home runs. Their offense has scored three or fewer runs in each of the last seven games, hitting a .180 during that time. You realize they're 10-16. If they hit it all, they'd be around 500. And one game over 500 leads the division. Hit a little bit, and you'll win because the pitching has been fabulous. Coming up next, Vince sits down with the skipper, Mark Kotze, in Camden Yards as we get you ready for the O's and the Athletics right here on A's Total Access. This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe, and they can do the same for you. And right now, their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and dry. Check it all out, LinkSoul.com. That's LinkSoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Final leg of the road trip begins tonight from Camden Yards in Baltimore. The A's against the Orioles, and we visit with manager Mark Kotze. Mark, you've talked about what a challenge this road trip will be, a test for your ball club. Well, splitting four games against the New York Yankees, how do you feel that test went for your club?
Well, I mean, we've been competitive, even on this road trip, without, looking at the wins and losses. In Cleveland, we obviously were competitive. We were in every game until about the seventh inning and, had our opportunities. But to come out of New York and get a split, I think our club played really well. Last night's game was as good as it gets in terms of the pitching, and we just scored enough runs to get a victory.
You spent some time with Alex Wood on the mound in the fifth inning getting ready to face Giancarlo Stanton. Managers pick moments where you feel like you want to look in their eyes and see if they can get the job done. How important was that for you to see him? How important was it for Alex Wood to deliver for the club?
Well, it's, you know, obviously it's really, I mean, a big out right there with Stanton up at the plate in the fifth inning. You know, Alex has been in those moments, and I just wanted to kind of reiterate that to him. You know, he's a guy that probably hasn't been given that opportunity over the last couple of years to pitch through that moment. I just wanted to remind him that he's a winner. He's won. He's pitched in big games, and this was his moment to get through. And you know, he got the out. He got the ground ball. He actually went out for the sixth and got two outs and almost finished the sixth inning for us. So what a great performance last night. I'm just hoping that just builds his confidence.
We're all learning what Mason Miller can do for your club at the back end of the games. We saw the electric save on Monday, and you played a card of an extra out, four-out save yesterday. Why was that moment right for that instance for Mason?
Well, Mason had 2 days off, so he's fresh. You know, obviously the matchup aligned really well for us with TJ going out in the eighth and having the left-right-left. Would have been nice for TJ to get through that inning, but I wasn't going to take chances at the bottom with Trevino, and the opportunity for Miller to go one plus was there for us. So we're going to use those opportunities when they present themselves, and give, you know, obviously with Mason on the mound, you feel good and confident that good things are going to happen.
A lot of things happening fast for Darryl Hernandez in the past 24 hours. He's playing in Vegas. He's pulled off the field. He flies cross country. He gets two hits and a walk, view and a stolen base. Second time up and an opportunity maybe to learn from before, use at AAA and try to apply that. What did you see from Darryl in just his first game back?
Well, he definitely did look a little bit more settled. I think, you know, anytime a young player gets to the big leagues, as we've seen here with Jackson Holliday, it's a challenge. It's not easy. This level, there's a little bit of a gap from AAA to the big leagues. I think Darryl came back to us yesterday just a little bit more relaxed, without the anxiety of the moment. And it was a nice night for Darryl.
Mark, you look at a situation where when you played, the pitch of the moment was the cutter. Everybody talks about the sweeper now. It's something that Corbin Burnes has certainly featured quite a bit here the last few years. What's that pitch been like? You experience it as a player. You try to manage against it in games. How important does that pitch continue to be in the lexicon for guys on the mound?
Well, I mean, the cutter's a tough pitch. You know, it's you get so used to a ball for so many years, and when I played, going away from you, it takes a little bit of time to get used to, but it's become a really good pitch. It's one that, like you talked about, Burnes has a good feel for, and you know, at times right-handed hitters can have a better opportunity staying on that cutter, going away from him and barreling it than a left-hander where it's, you know, coming in.
A's manager Mark Kotze joining us from Baltimore. Townie, now back to you.
Great stuff. Let's go. Three-game set, Orioles and the Athletics. Hey, the Orioles are hot. By the way, circle Gunnar Henderson. Don't let him beat you. Last 10 games, he's hitting .455, jacks, 11 RBIs, 11 runs scored. Circle him. Don't let him beat you. Ross Stripling is a good team. They're in first place. A's Orioles next, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.